السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد علماء الكرام respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa in many of our zikr majalis we have recited the ashar of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali on maut And I have explained in detail that if a person has this realization, he is conscious of the fact that death can come any time, any place, anywhere, without warning signs, then it is a break. It is a break that the person has when his car of shahwat and passions is running out of control. Then this is the break that you apply. Because you remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you remember that suddenly death can come and it can knock a person within seconds. Angel of death will not send some warning signs. In fact, he does send warning signs. The warning signs are sickness, illness, white hair, age, every day that goes by, all those are warning signs that death is approaching. Every second that is gone, we know that we are 1 second down in our lives. So tonight we will read another Arif Billah's Kalam. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دھن جائے گا فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا نہ کچھ کام آئے گی شاہی تیری نہ کچھ کام آئے گی شاہی تیری فقیری سے کچھ کام بن جائے گا نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دھن جائے گا فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا نہ کچھ کام آئے گی شاہی تیری فقیری سے کچھ کام بن جائے گا Nothing will accompany you in the grave. Nothing. نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دھن جائے گا The person leaves behind everything. Therefore, I say, when we get up in the mornings, have one good look at our children. Have a good look at your wives, and let them have a good look at you. And have a good look at our home, and our car. And if the person has got his bank statements, then have a good look at the bank balance there. And if he's got some gold and silver, all hoarded and piled, then have a good look at that. And thereafter, just picture that within a fleeting second, within seconds, the person's eyes can shut forever. And all that will remain here, nothing of that will accompany the person. Which means that Allah Ta'ala has given all these things for us to use whilst we are living, but in accordance with His commands. Make use of these homes, make use of the cars, make use of the time, make use of the wealth, make use of the sight and of the hearing and of the speech. Make use of it. Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. Make use of the things of the universe which Allah Ta'ala has created for no one else but man. But make use of it in accordance with His commands and get Allah Ta'ala in our lives. The same things we will use, not anything else. But what Allah Ta'ala does not want is disobedience. He does not want rebellion. He who blesses us with every ni'mat and we use the same ni'mats for His disobedience. Now that is something we should always ponder. Who is it that has blessed us with all these ni'mats? And we use the same thing for His disobedience. I gave an example once that if a person has to give his wife a mink shawl and says, I dearly love you and for this birthday of yours, I'm giving you a mink shawl. Then when he enters the home, he finds that she is using the Ming shawl to shine the floor, polish her shoes, or to wipe the toilet seat. What would that husband do? Will he give her another Ming shawl? Or if a father buys a son those shoes which you get nowadays, pointed, but the son says, I want this shoe because it is in style, it's in fashion. So he buys him one of those shoes. Then he takes that shoe and he says, it's got a lovely point, let me kick my father with the same shoe. What will that father do? Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us so much of ni'mats. So much of ni'mats. For usage, make use of those ni'mats. Make use of those bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Make use of those gifts of Allah Ta'ala. But now if the person uses those very gifts for Allah Ta'ala's disobedience, then he is definitely a namak haram. Then we are definitely namak haram because we are eating that which Allah Ta'ala has given and we are disobeying him. The namak, the salt which Allah Ta'ala gives, we eat and then we disobey Allah Ta'ala. Na kuch maalo daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maalo daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Your kingdom, your kingship, your crown, your throne, your palaces, your oil wells, nothing will come to your assistance unless if you used those things for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure. If not, then you can be having plenty of palaces and ruling over many, many countries. But when you go with nothing but your kafan. Nothing but a kafan. It's really a very sad thing to see when a person has got plentiful and he hasn't done anything in his lifetime to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. His life was full of disobedience, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, gambling dens. No salat, no zakat, no hajj, no fasting, nothing. And he was enjoying life in inverted commas. Now when he dies, leaves behind everything. Whatever was accumulated is left behind. And he goes away empty-handed. And now he has to face lifelong problems. Permanent. Azab in the qabr, azab in the hashar, azab in the akhirat. Unless of course if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives, then that is his prerogative. But with regards to a'mal, the person, if he has got nothing, then he has left empty-handed. So recently we had the deaths of the king of Jordan, now the king of Saudi Arabia. Allah Ta'ala make the maghfirat, give them Jannatul Firdaus. Because whatever it is, we don't know. How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala deals with a person, we are not judges. In the akhirat, it's a different issue altogether. Sometimes the person may have done something which to us may not be significant, but in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if he did it with ikhlas, then it's a very significant amal. So it is not right for us to speak after a person has passed away that he was doing this and doing that. Who are we to judge? Which part of the night the person made tawbah, istighfar, and the person's sickness and illness itself is a forgiveness of sins. And then again, especially if you look at King Fahad, whatever he may have been, but what he has done for the Hujjaj there. Go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and the roads and the lights and the fanak, the tunnels and the facilities and the Haram Sharif to keep it clean like that. It's not an easy thing. Which government of the world will spend millions and millions to provide such kind of facilities? Honestly, it's something that baffles our imagination, the amount of money that is being spent to keep those two Mubarak places and the two Harams the way they are. He had unlimited budget for those two places. Thereafter, every person has got his own weaknesses, shortcomings and faults. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted that amal, what do we know? And what he can give with regards to. When we were in Hajj some years back, then every packet of water, it was written with the compliments of King Fahad. Cold water in the hot day, how you appreciate it. Bags of water. And they said 5 million was being distributed on that day. 5 million packs of ice. So we should not run into conclusions with regards to any individual, and especially after the death of the person. We should make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless the person with Jannatul Firdaus, giving forgiveness. We must look at our actions. We've got big snakes and pythons around our necks, and we are worried about the little fly that is sitting on somebody's forehead. If we have to look at our own lives, there are huge pythons around our own necks. But we won't look at that, we'll look at the little fly that's sitting on somebody's forehead. But we are discussing something in general, that if you have to look at the kings, when they leave this world, those palaces don't accompany them. The military doesn't accompany them. All the best physicians of the world, they are at the bedside, but they cannot save the life of the person. Even the king has to leave in that same kafan. Empty-handed. What an ibrat there is. The person who's, you couldn't go close to the person's palace. Hato bacho ki thi sada. Move out, don't come near. This is the palace of the king. Today the palace of the king is a qabr. So we take lessons from what we see around us. So he says, na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri. Being a king, being an emperor, it's not going to be of any benefit. Faqiri se kuch kaam ban jayega. And here what it means is that if you obeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you made ibadat, zikr, tilawat, then even if you were a king, but if your lifestyle was that of a faqir, faqir doesn't mean pauper, beggar, penniless person. The person can sometime be a king, but his lifestyle is that, and there have been so many in the history of Islam that their tahajjud never became qaza. Kings. So if the person is a king, but his life is that of a faqir, of a pious person, of a righteous person, of an Allah wala, then it will help him. Faqiri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega. Faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri. Faqiri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Ye dunya ka lalach ye hirs o havas. Ye dunya ka lalach ye hirs o havas. Ye daldal hai tu isme sanjayega. Ye daldal hai tu isme sanjayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega. Faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Ye dunya ka lalach, ye hirs o havas, ye dal dal hai tu isme san jayega. What do you call it? Sinking sand or quicksand? Quicksand. The person sees sand, plenty of sand, but now he goes in the center of that sand, what's going to happen? He starts sinking, goes right down, quicksand. Swallows him up. So like that, this dunya ka lalach, ye hirs o havas, all these evil passions, evil desires that we have. If the person is making use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala within the limits, it is not haram. Life will never become miserable for a person who Allah Ta'ala has provided sufficiently. He must not think that if I'm going to follow this path and I'm going to get Allah Ta'ala's wilayat and friendship, then finish, my life will become miserable. It will become very, very pleasant, very pleasing to Allah Ta'ala if the person will become, Allah Ta'ala will make him happy and pleased too. But if he is disobedient and he's just got lalaj, unlimited desires, lavish desires, greed, if he's got no limit to his greed, hirs and hawas, then it is quicksand. It is going to swallow you up. He says it's going to swallow us up if we are going to be greedy. There is a limit to everything, and Allah Ta'ala has given everybody a share of risk and sustenance and livelihood. He is the one that distributes it. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So now why should a person go towards haram? What will he get in haram? Nothing but disgrace, humiliation, suffering, anxieties, worries, problems. That's what you get when there's hirs and hawas. If a person remains within the boundaries of Sharia, if his earning is within the halal limits and his spending is according to Sharia, then Allah Ta'ala will give him enjoyment in that. So he says, ye dunya ka lalach, ye hirso hawas, ye dal dal hai tu isme phans jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi, ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi. Ke mitti mein mil ye badan jayega. Ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi, ke mitti mein mil ye badan jayega. No matter how beautiful that face over which we are giving our lives these days. If a person just hears that she's a Miss World, then finish, his saliva flows. But if we forget to think that even this Miss World, and I've mentioned this many times, she must just meet up with one accident immediately after the crowning, and she must get third degree burns, and then see where all those camera crews disappear. Like old mules they will run from. Then what happened? Just now you'll have gone crazy over that face, as if there was nothing like that in the world. And the newspapers and the magazines and the television crews and everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, just talking about the beauty of that face. Now with those third degree burns, the person is still the same. The person is still the same. Where all that love went and where all those praises went and why everybody disappeared. So no matter how beautiful that face, but don't give your life and your hearts to those faces. Yes, love your wives, let them be your laylas. But those illicit beloveds, illicit, if you have to look at the word, is I-L-L. You'll get ill if you fall with illicit beloveds. Spiritually you do get ill, but even physically you become ill. Illicit. So shuru hi mein ill hai usme. Bimar ho jayega wo. Ruhani or jismani. Restlessness, no sleep. Person cannot sleep. Then he's going to get sick. Ye rangi rasili, ye chehra hasi, ke mitti mein ye mil jayega. This badan, this body, will turn to dust one day. So don't give our lives, don't give our hearts to such faces and bodies. Give it to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is going to live forever and ever, who is from ever, from all times. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Ye dunya ka lalach, ye hirso hawas, ye dal dal hai tu isme san jayega. Ye rangi raseli, ye chehra hasi, ke mitti mein mil ye badan jayega. Ye daulat, ye quwwat, ye husne ada, ye daulat, ye quwwat, ye husne ada, hawao ki chalni mein chhan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. सभी छोड़ चलेंगे अकेला तुझे, सभी छोड़ चलेंगे अकेला तुझे, अकेला तू अपने वतन जाएगा। सभी छोड़ चलेंगे अकेला तुझे, सभी छोड़ चलेंगे अकेला तुझे, अकेला तू अपने वतन जाएगा। एवरीवन विल लीव यू अलोन, neither will the mother accompany the child in the grave, nor the father accompany the child, nor the wife, nor the husband, nor those brothers and sisters, nor those friends, all those who claim that we've got great love for you. Neither will the murid accompany the sheikh, and nor the sheikh the murid. In the grave the person will be all alone. But he is not alone if he's got an accumulated amount of wealth, of good deeds. If he has got good deeds, then everything will accompany him. All those things will become of assistance to him in the grave. They will light up his grave. But if you have to look at the outside, then this is what will happen. That they will carry you in one janaza, bring you to the graveside, dig up one big hole there, and then put us inside there, and fill sand above our heads, and then go on, finish. Sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe, akela tu apne vatan jayega. And that is our real vatan, vatan asli. But we must not picture the grave as some kind of a dark hole for the believers, and then become so scared that we don't want to look forward to death. For the Muslim it is not like that, but he just has to make that little effort whilst he's on the surface of the earth, so that when he goes beneath the earth says, Subhanahal says, it is as if it is saying that when you were walking on my surface, you were so beloved to me. I dearly loved you when you walked on my surface. Now you come underneath, don't worry, see how I treat you. And Allah Ta'ala will order that the cover must be opened up. The window of Jannat is open. It's not what we see, that small hole there. After that is Alam-e-Barzakh. It's a different world altogether. And the cool breeze. If a person is dreaming, and in the dream he is seeing so many things. Sometimes he's dreaming, he's in a palace, he's a king, and he's got all everybody at his beck and call, and so much of servants, and so much of feasting and merriment. And yet he could have been a beggar, or a person who's in prison. But if he's dreaming like that, at that time when he's dreaming, he truly believes that it's happening to him. And the person who is in a palace, but he could be dreaming that he's in a prison and is being lashed and beaten, but at that time when he's dreaming, he truly believes that it's happening to him. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala has kept this. So Allah Ta'ala has kept that example for us. So in the qabr also, from the outside we will see nothing is happening. People say that all these mummies which they have embalmed, we stand there and watch, we don't see anything happening. So you don't see anything happening because that's Alam-e-Barzakh, is a different world, it's a world of the soul. And lots of things are happening. Like when we are sitting and watching, that person who's fast asleep is snoring away too, but he's having so many different kinds of dreams. But we don't know anything. So we as believers in Allah Ta'ala, in Akhirat, in Day of Judgment, we must believe that that is what happens, that that window of Jannat is open for the believers. We must make Tawbah. There's plenty more, but we'll stop here. We must make Tawbah, Istighfar. Do that which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. Distance ourselves from haram. Just a few years of life. And that too, if there are few years left. Who knows whether it's few years left. Every day we hear of sudden deaths. So where do we have that guarantee of few years? So that person is told, Namka Naumatil Arus, now you can sleep like a new bride, when he's answered the questions. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal, distance us from haram, and put the love of good deeds in our hearts. Allah Ta'ala must become ours and make us his. And give us the himmat, the courage. He has given us the willpower. He must give us the tawfiq of making use of the willpower. It's not difficult. And then look what we get in return. This is what I'm repeatedly saying. What you get in return. Wallah, it is in the masjid that I I can take qasam upon qasam that Allah Ta'ala gives such sukoon in the heart, sukoon. All conditions of the outside, natural grief, natural pain, natural sorrow over any loss, that is something that happens to everyone. But the person learns raza bil qaza, that he gives in, he resigns his will to the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then he believes that now everything is happening according to his will. Because his will is the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with that kind of life. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ही तो आए नजर देखो जिधर, तू ही तो आए नजर देखो जिधर। अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। अल्लाहु अल्लाह, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, unke naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, 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 illallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام او مائي رحيم الله او مائي كريم الله او مائي موست بيلوفد الله Oh, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. Day and night we use your bounties, your ni'mats, for your disobedience. The ni'mat of sight, the ni'mat of hearing, of speech, of hands, of feet, of heart and mind, of our wealth, of our time, of our health. Oh my beloved Allah, everything is a bounty of yours, everything is a gift of yours. Yet we use it for your disobedience. My Allah, you have given us all these ni'mats to make use of. How kind you are, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. And in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much of your ni'mats. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, we are ashamed that from the time we became of age up till now, we have committed so much of sins in our lives. If there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us. He would have destroyed us. Ya Allah, He would have sent gale force winds against us. He would have ordered the earth to open up and swallow us. He would have sent flood waters against us. Oh my beloved Allah, but in spite of all our sins which we commit day and night, which we all are aware of, my beloved Allah, what we have done in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. But yet you give us so much to eat, to drink, to wear, shelter above our heads, so much of bounties. You have blessed us still with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, darkness is for us. There is no question of darkness for you. Ya Allah, there is no question of blindness for you. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions? My beloved Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar si akar badkar hai. We are everything, my beloved Allah, but we are your servants. We are your slaves. Where do we go, my Allah? If you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness, then, my Allah, where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can beg? Who else is there for us besides you, my Allah? My beloved Allah, who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. Then we will have a life of peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. We will have a life, oh my beloved Allah, which you describe in the Quran Sharif as hayat-e tayyibah. Ya Allah, and you will give us the best in dunya and akhirat. But if you are not ours, then nothing will work in our favor. No matter how much we try, but nothing will work in our favor. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Ya Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Change the conditions of depression to that of happiness. Ya Allah, change the conditions in this country, change the conditions throughout Africa, Europe, America, Australia, all the continents of the world, oh my beloved Allah, change the condition. It's not difficult for you to change the conditions. Ya Allah, you can bless each and every person with hidayat, with iman, with Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, make each and everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat and guidance blow throughout the continents, my beloved Allah. Protect our iman, protect our Islam. Ya Allah, we are living in times of fitna. Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from behind us and in front of us. Fitnas lashing at us from all directions, my beloved Allah. Which way do we turn, my Allah? Fitnas in our bazaars, in our marketplaces, in our homes, in our colleges, in our schools, in our universities. Fitnas on our streets, My Allah, fitnas even in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Ha, my Allah, those places. We haven't even left our sins in those Mubarak places. Ya Allah, we have brought all the filth of the world through the television screens into the hotels of Makkah and Medina Sharif and the streets of Makkah and Medina Sharif. My beloved Allah, when my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, when he is informed of the condition, that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom your blood was shed, the ummat for whom you were stoned, the ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayers, the ummat for whom 3 solid years you were ostracized and boycotted, the ummat for whom you had to also chew leaves of trees for survival, the ummat for whom you spent nights and nights in sajda, crying, weeping, tearing, asking Allah. That ummat in all the haram places, in discos, cinemas, theaters, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, the homes of that ummat have become cinemas. My Allah, my beloved Allah, the cinema screens have come into our homes. We have brought all the filth into our lives. When my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed how much of hurt, injury and pain it must be causing to him. Hum ummati ban karke. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ko takleef de rahe. In his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara used to trouble him. Today, we who make bold claims of his muhabbat, we are the cause of his pain. My beloved Allah, change the condition of the ummah. Change the condition of our hearts. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of yaqeen. Ya Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of zikr and tilawat and ibadat. Bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals or homes or clinics or amongst us, wherever they may be. Bless them with complete shifa from all their sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, we are weak servants of yours. We cannot take any kind of tests and trial or pain or hurt or injury. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plenty full of halal risk. And Ya Allah, make them pay off all the debts and ease them of all the burdens. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, Ummat-e-Muslima ke halat ko badal de. Hidayat ki hawa ko chala de. Ya Allah, hum sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Make us all one, my beloved Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of family members and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. One day we also have to leave. Ya Allah, these tongues of ours will be silenced. Our tongues will wag no more. Our lips will move no more. Our eyes will see no more. Our ears will listen no more to that music which we were enjoying. Our eyes will not see any more those haram scenes which we were enjoying. Our hands will not be able to touch those illicit beloveds. Our feet will not be able to walk anymore towards those haram places. Ya Allah. Our tight-fitting clothing will be sliced with scissors. Even our false teeth will be removed. Our glasses will be removed. The jewelry, the bangles, the rings of the women folk will all be removed. We will be moved backwards and forwards. Water will be poured above our bodies. Right and left, backwards and forwards, but we will not be able to utter a single word. Ya Allah, then we will be given the garment of kafan. Ya Allah, before the time comes that the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Before the water of bayyat is poured above our bodies, by Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Mere pyare Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirat. O my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the rose of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. With as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram action. Angel of death is going to come suddenly. My beloved Allah, don't let him find us in any wrong place. My beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how embarrassed, how ashamed he will be if on the day of Qiyamah, in front of the billions of other ummatis, his ummatis have to rise. Allah, with sins. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of du'as for us. All his life he made du'as for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. With his 124,000 companions, shining stars. All the du'as that he made. Ya Allah, how much he begged, how much he teared. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajar Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha. And after touching the Rukne Yamani, the du'as that he made. And the du'as that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat. And the du'as that he made in the Hatib. And the du'as that he made at the Multazam. How much of tears he shed. His ihram became wet with his tears. He was masoom and sinless. The du'as that he made behind Muqam-e Ibrahim after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents, wives and children and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, change the conditions of the ummah. Those who are suffering, wherever they may be, Ya Allah, whether in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Africa, Afghanistan, Iraq, America, Europe, China, my Allah, wherever the Ummah is suffering, where is the Ummah not suffering? Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, suffering, pains, problems, hardships, trials and tribulations. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين